Cape Talk. Fabulous finds.
Well, a reminder that this feature is all about finding Cape Town's best kept secrets and then sharing them with everybody else. It's our list of hidden gems of the city, if you like. And each week we feature a special find that one of you has shared with us. Some previous examples have covered everything from skincare products to soap manufacturers to restaurants, a vehicle repair center, even a beautiful picnic spot one week. Anything is valid as long as it is special to you and your neighborhood. And just a reminder, if you would like to nominate someone or some place or some business as a fabulous find, all you have to do is one of the following three options. You can send an SMS to 31567. You can WhatsApp us on 072-567-1567 or send an email to pippah at capetalk.co.za. And that is spelt P-I-P-P-A-H at capetalk.co.za. And just put the words fab find somewhere in the body so that we know what it's intended for. And we could be calling you to share your find with the rest of us. That's exactly what we've done with Caroline in Kenilworth, who is this week's nominator, having tipped us off about a furniture specialist store based in Claremont with a very apt slogan, "Why buy new when you can renew?" That's a strategy, Caroline, that I think a lot of people would approve of in the day of everything being disposable and replaceable. There is something to be said for the value of reusing and renovating. Thanks so much for tipping us off about the Furniture Repair Center, and
yes,
welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for including my contribution. Yes, I discovered them a few years ago when I had a flood in my flat, mm-hmm. and I had two very lovely oak tables and chairs which were damaged by the water. And my daughter had used them to restore a little children's chair that she'd got from her in-laws. Mm-hmm. And I went along there, and they did a beautiful job for me. And then I went to live in Botswana, and when I returned, my antique furniture had all pulled apart because of the terribly dry weather in Botswana. And so I phoned Jonathan and I said to him, you know, "I've got this stuff. Do you think you can do something with it?" And he came around. Well, he asked for to be collected, and then he phoned me up and said, "Come and have a look, and we can do this and we can do that." And he restored it absolutely beautifully, and I was really, really thrilled. So I've got these lovely antique pieces that are now brand new.
Fantastic. And Caroline, obviously you're happy with the quality of the work that has been done. Is there anything else you'd like to mention, for example, the price of the work or just the attitude of the people working with you?
Yeah, John, his work is really, really lovely. And, you know, he gives you a quote, but it's not cast in stone. If you haggle a little bit or, you know, ask him for an alternative finish or an alternative method of doing it, then he'll always accommodate you. I just recently had, my most recent reparation was six lovely rimpy chairs that I got from a friend, mm-hmm. and they were really scuffed and you know, they had that French polish finish, and the dog had chewed one of them, and I took them to Jonathan and he repaired them, he restored them to me, put new lovely new leather rimpies on, and they looked like brand new chairs.
Fantastic. Caroline, thank you so much for sharing the secret with us and sending that email to nominate the Furniture Repair Center in Claremont as a fabulous find. And great to have you with us today to share your personal experience with them. Listening into that interview was the CEO and co-owner of the business, Jonathan Wingham. Jonathan, thanks for joining us. Good afternoon.
Lovely. Yes, thank you, Pippa. It's great to be on the show. And thanks also to Caroline. Much appreciated from a valued client.
Great. Jonathan, tell us a bit about the history of the business. How long have you actually been around?
Sure. We've been going since about 2002. My mother had a real passion amongst other passions for furniture, and particularly for repairing and restoration, and even back in the day, upcycling. And sort of, you know, modifying furniture. And so she started in 2002, and I've been involved in the business, or I had at that point been involved in the business on and off, and approximately 5 years ago I came into the business full time and essentially relieved my mom, and she's still involved, but obviously now cracks the whip for daily operations to me.
Okay, let's talk about the different services you offer. Obviously you've helped Caroline extensively with renovating beautiful furniture. What else do you offer?
For sure. I think one of the attractions of our business is certainly the sort of everything under one roof. So we don't sort of, you know, just do this or just do that. We have quite an extensive array of services. Basically, we do repairing, full restoration. We do the kind of less intrusive old natural restoration. We also do upholstery. We do all kinds of caning, from hand caning to bead caning. And we do nylon rimpy work, a lot of Juco work and paint effects. You know, even as interesting as sometimes as an alternative to restoring a tabletop, we've even had clients who put a sort of an antique glass or a copper mirror on. Mm. You know, so just really just about anything.
Jonathan, I mean, have you ever had an item brought to you that was beyond repair that you had to say, I'm sorry, there's just nothing we can do to save this?
No, absolutely. Look, I think we've been going for a long time, and I like to think that people know we give good, honest advice, and there's certainly times when one can overspend, and where it is essentially beyond economic repair, and then we say exactly that. You know, you've got to remember it's in the era of the sort of mass-produced furniture, certainly coming out of the East. If you can buy, you know, sort of a cheap chair made in the East for $400, it probably isn't going to be worth repairing it. But that said, people are now starting to realize the value of good South African old furniture, you know, the old Mboya ball and claw and that sort of stuff. Suddenly people say, you know what, it's actually going to last 50 years. Very, very little does these days. Take it to the furniture repair center and get another 50 years out of it, you know. And often it's you're spending the same amount of money but getting a much better finish and a much better sort of value in product.
And, of course, the more environmentally friendly option, Jonathan, to reuse and upcycle, as you used the word earlier.
Absolutely. Yeah. Exactly that. If we're pumping out, you know, 5,000 pieces of furniture a year, it's 5,000 less new sort of trees that have to be cut, you know, to make those pieces from scratch.
Now, a question in on the SMS line from Leon, who I think heard Caroline reference having taken in an item that had French polish. Leon's asking, do you actually do French polishing yourselves?
So, look, when it gets down to French polishing, as I always say to clients, it's a very old technique, and it's got its pros and its cons. We can French polish, but we don't French polish. We generally would refer that off to a real, genuine sort of antique restorer. Mm-hmm. But then we're talking about very few and far between pieces, you know, sort of 150, 200 years plus. Not a lot of furniture that's around these days is that old, but certainly if it is that old, then we would say, you know, to be honest with you, you have to be very careful to even not polish those pieces, to treat them the right way. And that's, again, where one's got to know your limitations. And so we do a lot of stuff, and certainly what people often refer to as antiques, we do a lot of. But when it gets to your 200, 300, 400, 500-year-old pieces, then you've got to also know when to step back and give the right advice, that perhaps, you know, one doesn't go crazy.
Jonathan, I think I heard you mention cane furniture, but Anna's just asked, do you work on cane furniture? Was that correct?
Absolutely. And not only we do the replacement of the cane, where, as I say, whether it's hand caning, which is individual strands of cane, or bead caning, which is more the sheeted cane, which is held in by a bead around the perimeter, but we also, a lot of clients are now changing the entire look of old cane furniture, and they're spraying it high gloss red, putting on funky fabric, you know, so it's suddenly, again, it's a good old solid cane piece that's been in the family for 40 years. Now you tartar that, you change it, you modify it, refinish it, and people come in and say, oh my, that's beautiful, where did you get it? And they can't believe it's the original old cane suite. So you really can go to town, you know. Yeah. And again, if it's good old furniture, and we're lucky in this country that there is a lot of good old solid furniture, then it's almost always worth doing it. And we like to think we are, you know, the most passionate and dedicated in Cape Town and get the results.
You certainly sound like it, Jonathan. Somebody asking whether you sell furniture in addition to just renovating pieces that are brought to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Furniture Repair Center was started in 2002, and around about 4 years ago, we also launched a retail division, and in fact, the name is Retail, but it's spelled R-E-T-A-L-E, and the tail is for Furniture with a Story. And so, again, it's old pieces that we've put our own stamp on, our own creative sort of design stamp. And it's called Retail Furniture with a Story, and we certainly do sell. We've got a big factory in Claremont, very centrally located at 105 Garfield Road, Claremont. Mm-hmm. So clients can just come down, have a look. We've also got a very popular Facebook page with over 1,500 pictures, the FRCSA, which obviously people can see as well.
Okay. Yep. Facebook page, the FRC. So the FRC stands for Furniture Retail Center, and your website is also... Is that correct?
The website, it's the FRCSA, which stands for the Furniture Repair Centre South Africa.
Okay.
That's for the Facebook page, and our website page is www.thefrc.co.za. And, you can also catch us on email on mail@thefrc.co.za.
Jonathan Wingham, thank you so much for chatting to us. CEO and co-owner of the Furniture Repair Centre in Claremont. You'll find them at 105 Garfield Road, and they're open Monday to Friday from 8 until 5. Please check out the FRCSA on Facebook, or look for that website, www.thefrc.co.za. And thanks for joining us, Jonathan, and a big thank you to our nominator this week, Caroline in Kenilworth.